We're in a message series we're calling Believe. And it's a church-wide series, really about, it's a systematic theology, formational theology series, as we talk about some of the big rocks of the Bible. And today is, I think, such an important Sunday because this is one of our key values as a church. And so the title of this morning's message is The Bible, How Do I Know God and His Will for My Life? And the key idea is as follows. I believe the Bible is the inspired Word of God that guides my beliefs and my actions. G.K. Chesterton, the brilliant writer from the early 1900s, was once asked, if you were marooned on a desert island and you could only have one book with you, what would it be? And his answer, The Practical Guide to Shipbuilding. He was saying, if I were marooned on a desert island, I'd want a book that was helpful, not just educational, not just entertaining, something that was helpful. And listen, if you want a relationship with the living God, it's important that you pay attention to the book that he's written, to the sacred scriptures. As the Protestant reformers would say, the sacred scriptures are the voice of God. They are God incarnate. And you know, it's fascinating to me that, you know, there are countries today where the Bible's illegal. Why? Why is it contraband? Because this is powerful, life-shaping information. You do know what faith is, don't you? Faith is a response to information. You know, the Bible says that faith comes by encountering the Word of God. And so information is distributed, and you make a decision whether or not you're going to buy into it, whether or not you're going to listen to it, whether or not you will believe it. Well, if you want a relationship with God, the Bible reveals to you what God thinks, His heart, His mind, His plans. There are many things you can know about God and never pick up a Bible. You can walk outside and just, you know, pay attention to the universe. Hey, something's here. Something got the ball rolling. And so I believe there was a force back there to get it started. I see design in nature. Well, I believe there was a designer behind it. But if you want to know the mind of God, the will of God, the purposes of God, if you want to know the plan of salvation, then God reveals that to us, and He does so in the Bible. At least that's my belief, and that's the belief of many people around the world. One writer said it like this, said, I will never forget getting off a train in an Asian country at 4 o'clock one morning and making my way to a rendezvous with three indigenous church leaders. A team of us were delivering bags filled with Bibles that were to be distributed among the churches farther north. And when our friends unzipped the bags and looked inside to see the Bibles, tears began to flow down their cheeks. Listen, when my daughter was just a baby and she was in cradle roll, they would have those children there and they would have little Bibles and they would have them pat the Bible and say, love your Bible. Treasure your Bible. So I'm going to ask you some questions today about loving and treasuring your Bible. Here's the first one. Will you seriously consider the claims of the Bible? Will you seriously consider its claims? Because it makes some claims for itself. Now, when the Apostle Paul was writing to his protege Timothy, he's making some observations how that culture is confused and chaotic. And the only way to cut through the confusion and the chaos is to have a standard. And so it's like today. You know, what do people think about morality? Well, Hollywood might give you, you know, one idea. Somebody else gives you another idea. Everybody's got a blog. Everybody's got an opinion. So if you're going to cut through the chaos and confusion, you could just say, well, I'm just going to embrace chaos and confusion. There is no standard. But the Bible claims for itself to be a standard that cuts through the chaos. From 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, he says, from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you, get this, wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And all scripture is breathed out by God. Now let that sink in for a moment. The Bible says you want to smell God's breath? You want to be close to his breathing? You want to know his heart? You want to know what God thinks about morality or marriage or money or values? The Bible makes this incredible claim that says you come to the scriptures and you're going to meet God here. You'll meet the Spirit here. You'll meet God's heart. You'll meet God's wisdom. You'll meet the mind of God, and you can expect to encounter God. The Bible is not God, but the Bible is a way to God. And you can expect to be taken from where you are closer to the mind and the will of God. And he says, and scripture, it's breathed by God and it's profitable. Notice, for teaching, reproof, correction, training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Let me put some statements up here on the screen. So the Bible claims, first of all, that it can make us wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. It's through the Bible we understand that we've all been created for the glory of God. It's through the Bible we understand that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. It's through the Bible we understand that God loves us in spite of ourselves, and that in grace he sent Jesus Christ to be our Savior. It's through the Bible we know that it is by grace through faith that we can be saved, not of ourselves. It's the gift of God so that no one can boast. This information comes to us through the sacred scriptures. But it doesn't stop there. He goes on and he says, the Bible helps us to know what to believe, teaching, what not to believe, reproof. Put the next one up here, please. How not to behave, correction. How to behave, training and righteousness. Now, what that means is there will be times when the Bible will counter your own opinion. Is the Bible still relevant or is it irrelevant? Is it, you know, sometimes you buy something in the store and it says, you know, used by this date. Has the Bible passed its used by date? There's a podcast called Theology Unplugged. Michael Patton, Tim Kimberly, Sam Storms, and J.J. Seed. On a recent panel, these theologians were asked what they perceived to be the greatest threat to the church today. And here was their answer. The loss of the functional authority of the Bible in our lives. And by functional authority, they meant that we give the Bible permission to direct our lives regardless of personal preference, pragmatism, you know, what works, majority rule, or public opinion. The right to God, the right to decide what's moral or immoral, what's right or wrong, what's beautiful and ugly, what's true and false. Tim Keller says it like this. Only if your God can say things that outrage you and make you struggle will you know that you've got a hold of a real God and not a figment of your imagination. So an authoritative Bible is not the enemy of a personal relationship with God. It's the precondition for it. If God exists, and he does, and if that God speaks, and he does, and if I'm to have a personal relationship with him, and I want that, then I have to be prepared for this God to contradict me. I have to expect that at certain points, he will critique both me and my culture. Either my heart judges the rightness of the Bible, or the Bible judges the rightness of my heart. Either I change Scripture, or Scripture changes me. It can't be both. And so Paul would say to Timothy these words, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Notice this, for the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. There is confusion and chaos. The Bible claims to be a standard. Will you be open to the Bible's claims? You say, well, now, Ronnie, that's circular reasoning. You know, I believe the Bible is inspired and authoritative because it claims to be inspired and authoritative. Well, it can be circular reasoning unless the Bible can back up those claims. And I believe the Bible can. It's the most thoroughly substantiated literature from antiquity. The Bible is not afraid to be evaluated. The Bible is not afraid to be studied. The Bible is not afraid to be questioned. I know a guy that a few years ago, we were going to play cards, you know, several of us, a few families together.